right where you are right in this moment is exactly where you were meant to be.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, and good night. Welcome to the Joygasmic Life Podcast. I am your hostess, Elena Harder.
This is a mini episode designed to give you a taste of what is available in our larger full interviews, as well as what we get into in the deeper version of our membership, where we have full video, bonus courses with our interviewees, and of course our weekly calls where we support each other mom to mom. We'd love to have you as part of the Joygasmic Life membership.
You know, we're missing the creator's design, which is about bringing in life. This is what's going to give us the maximum pleasure, if that's what we're seeking, which is a shame if that's what we're seeking. And, you know, coming to this orgasmic birth thing, that's what women are seeking, right? Maximum pleasure. This is, when you bring a vibrator.
Let's get into that.
What kind of imprint are you giving your infant?
Technology.
Well, your mother's sitting there masturbating as you're trying to enter this world. That is profoundly sick. It is profoundly
I mean, I think it's a technological, like it's a technological solution to something that is, you know, the birthgasm. When you talk about that, when you talk to women who have that really open, incredible ecstatic state after birth, it's often because they've utilized breath, meditation, mantra, movement to really surrender into the intensity of the birth process, right? Like the birth process is intense. There's no way getting around it, because you're literally like connecting the heavens and the earth and bringing them together in a singular moment, or several hours of moments. And so we can hijack the physical body to bring us into a state of pleasure, but the literally pushing the clitoral button, right? Just like push, but you're pushing yourself into that experience. Vibrate. You know, I thought we were going to disagree about this, but here I think I'm agreeing with you. You know, it's like, we're really like pushing that experience of like, this is it. You're going to be in pleasure, right? As opposed to relaxing into the native pleasure that is in our body, relaxing into our capacity to be relaxed and serene and part of all of unity. And I think most of us don't have imprinting for that, so we don't even know where to begin, right? Most of us don't have that imprint. We have the imprint of, you know, some sort of stimulation to find that place of orgasm. And that's why the joygasm moment, which I talk about at other moments of podcast, was so profound for me, because I found myself in orgasmic bliss through forgiveness. And it was like, forgiveness leads to orgasm? Say what? Right? Like,
that's interesting.
And not orgasm in the sense of like, oh my God, my clitoris and my vaginal walls are pulsing, but orgasm in the sense of like complete union and connection with all of life and divinity, and understanding self in that connection. And when I talk about like orgasmic birth, that's what I talk about. I'm like, vibrators. Like, I'd love to hear more of your thoughts on that. I just went on a tangent.
it is a big turnoff to me, because it's clear that they're seeking physical pleasure, which if they had done the proper preparation prior to the childbirth, the birth experience would be pleasurable no matter what, okay?
Right,
so
yeah.
If you create the space of love, if you call forth this child, you know, you speak with your beloved about the child you want to bring forth. What kind of being are you willing to allow to come through you? And you call forth a specific spiritual child, okay? Then you conceive this child in a moment where you say to the Creator, Creator, I want to bring in a being that will help bring the fulfillment of divine love to this earth, okay? So that when we're conceiving the child, it's me, the man, and God in this moment,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Bringing this bringing this amazing being to come through us. Okay. Yeah. There's a consciousness about this.
Yeah.
That we should aspire to achieve. So when we create a child this way, and if we can manage to get through the pregnancy without traumatizing the child, you know, if we can create a life where we're not constantly worried about money or constantly fighting with our beloved or constantly stressed about work or this or that or the other thing, if we can get through the pregnancy without trauma and the birth without trauma, that it be in love, then the birth should be the way that the creator designed it, which is designed mm-hmm. to be pleasurable. Now, people who are religious are going to go to the Bible and say, well, God said that women should experience pain in childbirth. And that's the same God. That's the same God that says, you know, you should cut off a piece of your son's penis.
There's so much more for you over in the Joygasmic Life membership. Become a bulletproof mom with us. Learn the tips and tricks and skills you need to recover from your postpartum mental health journey, and learn the tools of Joygasmic Alchemy so you can have the kind of birth you've been dreaming of.